it's just a rap thing.
And we're back with episode 43 of The Sounds of Struggle. I don't have Morningwood this time. I'm also Chris Parrish.
I have never had Morningwood. I need to get it checked out.
It kind of gets in the way.
No, it doesn't, because I don't have Morningwood.
No, you try to roll out of the bed, and then you get stuck. It's like when your bike has the freaking kickstand still on it, and you try to go push it over, but it won't push over. That's how, rolling out of bed with Morningwood's like.
Except for it's worse, because if you, break the kickstand, then, you have a broken dick.
Yeah, I've never actually ever have broken a kickstand.
Oh, well, you're just not living. Well, maybe that's why I can't get a Morningwood anymore.
Man, you gotta take better care of your bikes.
Right? Take these training wheels off soon.
So, you know who also likes to ride bikes?
Lots of people.
Yes, but I'm thinking of a specific Czech Republican.
Dominic Hasek?
No. Jaromír Jágr likes to ride those bicycles at the gym because he always stays in shape. And good thing he did, because he just signed a one-year contract.
He's a flamer!
The mullet is going to Calgary.
At least we get to see him play a few times.
This week.
Oh.
Because the Flames start their season in Edmonton. I mean, by the time that podcast comes out, the game were already played, so McDavid will go 5-0 against the Flames as captain of the Oilers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they play 4 times last year? Play more.
Divisional is only 4 times.
Oh, okay.
They changed from 6 to 4 because now every team plays one another once at home and once away, at least once.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha.
Baseball's done for the regular season. Thank fucking God.
Who's in the playoffs?
I don't know.
I think the Red Sox are. The Yankees might be.
Yeah, the Red Sox and the Yankees are. I think Houston is.
L.A. fucking Dodgers?
Dodgers made it 3 months ago.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think for the NL side, it's Chicago, Dodgers.
The Cubs?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm in Chicago.
Well, they also have the White Sox.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying National League.
See, I don't know these things. Yeah. I assume that they're both in the same division.
No.
I don't know.
Because baseball makes sense, people.
Yes, apparently.
But then again, there's a New York team on each side, too. The Mets and the Yankees.
The Mets don't play baseball. They attempt it.
Oh, yeah. The Metropolitans of baseball. I really don't actually know.
Speaking of...
check on that mobile device you have.
Do we really want to know?
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah. Did you hear that Jeter now owns 4% of the Marlins?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I hope he changes their jerseys back to the black and teal.
Yeah.
Those actually look nice. Those,
yeah. He also is now the team's baseball and business operations manager.
And I heard that he already wants to get out, a good chunk of the people in charge of running the team.
Overhauling it. I like it. Another person that's a 0.5% owner on the team, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I heard that, actually.
That's interesting. Maybe he'll try and make another comeback into sports.
Yeah. Just a fellow wrestler, Chris Jericho, once tried to bring back America's Funniest Video.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you can pretty much do a Tosh.0 kind of thing with YouTube stuff now.
Yeah, he actually, I think he did a radio interview, and he actually said that he did the whole spiel where he went in the studio, did the voiceovers, the sound bites, everything, did an episode, only for them to say 2 weeks later, yeah, we're going with another guy.
Well, that's shitty.
And I'm pretty sure it was Carlton Banks, so good job, America's Funniest Video. You got somebody from TV 10 years ago that hasn't done much since.
Wait. So this will be the second time that Jericho and Alfonso Ribeiro cross paths. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, revert to, I believe, his
wasn't it
second
not,
book?
Wasn't it not Dancing with the Stars?
No. Actually, he might have been on that too. This might be a third. I know it was that duets.
Celebrity Duets. Yeah, yes, that's actually what I meant.
Book. Yeah, it's the second book.
I love that one because Jericho got cut, and the judge was like, "Well, so like you're bad. I could definitely see you playing in front of thousands of people, or performing in front of thousands of people while he's the lead singer of a rock band,
who now are kicking ass."
Yeah. Judas has like what, like 6 million downloads or more?
No,
it's like nine.
I know the YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube video.
10.
Oh, okay.
And their new song "Drinking with Jesus" is actually pretty good too.
And that new album actually is a little bit of all right from the sounds of what we've heard so far.
Yeah, I agree with that. I can't wait for that to come out. I have not read his new book yet, though. I do want to get that.
Yeah,
but yeah, I just haven't.
We could have bought it.
We could have, but I just didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no is a four-letter word.
Yes. quickly back to baseball. There's a Yankees fan who was kicked out recently because he was trying to pass signs to the batter. I mean, I guess it's not Apple Watches, but I mean, cool.
Was it Aaron Judge? And he's like, "Hey, I need you to get like a triple today."
No, I guess it was just some random fan passing along to all of the batters on the Yankees.
Is it like the middle finger and he was just saying fuck you to everyone?
Fastball, fastball, fuck you.
Just like 99% of the world says fuck you to the Yankees because, you know, the Yankees.
I wouldn't say 99%. I bet you there's a lot of people that like them. I bet you 93% say fuck you.
There's a lot of bagging money.
Yeah.
A lot of people jump on the bagging. Or the wagon.
The bandwagon?
Yeah, that's
the wagon. The shaggin' wagon?
That's why I call it the bagging.
Yeah, they jump on the Yankee bagging wagon. Shagging wagon.
Woo!
Yeah. You see Julio Jones' flair cleats?
That was Mohamed Sanu.
Well, the internet lied to me. And more specifically, sportsnet.ca?
I only say that because I saw the Twitter thing today.
Oh, okay. Point is, yeah, where I looked it up on the Sportsnet.
And you know the best part is? The funny part is, the irony of the whole thing, is this is coming out of Ric Flair just coming out of the hospital. Mohamed Sanu went into the hospital that game because he got hurt. And so did Julio Jones, actually.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
You don't know this? Because I own Matt Ryan in fantasy, and he shat the bed.
You mean like in the second half of the Super Bowl?
Oh, God. Well, at least he pat. No, it was more the defense shat the bed for the Falcons.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the offense didn't really do well. I mean, but yeah. they fired the offensive coordinator.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. So, by the way, your team apparently won?
Yeah, shutout.
Hooray!
Shutout City, bitches.
Who did the Texans play this week? Because they just curbs off the
Tennessee.
They curbs off the fuck out of them.
I know. As
7-14.
Someone who has Houston's defense, I enjoyed that. By the way, this is recorded on a Monday. Actually played against a team who had both Todd Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott, who put up like a billion fucking points combined. I, in that same game, have Mr. Travis Kelce still to play tonight, and I'm only down by 0.4 points.
What happens if you lose?
And Kelsey's an asshat. All I need him to do is get 41 yards receiving, and I win.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
All he has to do, and he's like a top five tight end.
You know, I've never judged people's back ends, but good for him.
And he's a pretty funny guy. If you can see on Up, Up, Down, Down when he played against Seth Rollins on the Madden.
That's true, yes. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Eskimos are now 7-6 on a 6-game slide. My question is, do they make the playoffs? Because, I mean...
Yeah, it's a CFL, and the East suck. Even if they finish fourth, which I think they're in fourth right now, they could probably cross over.
Wow.
And they just traded for the running back from Hamilton.
Yes, I saw that.
For a couple negotiation list guys, because Hamilton's in a little bit of a salary crunch right now.
Yeah. But, yeah, just it's not good.
Six straight losses.
Seven straight wins followed by six straight losses. Could be seven next week. They could go 7-7.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, I guess.
Wait. Talk about two separate seasons rolled into one.
Pretty much. I mean, I think you're right. I think they do make the playoffs pretty much regardless.
First, we want to be the undefeated Patriots, and then next, we want to be the we-can't-win Detroit Lions.
Didn't Miami Dolphins also have that problem?
Yeah, but Detroit was the last one.
Okay, gotcha. Not sure, sure what I know.
Yeah. By the way, Patriots, 2-2. Yeah. Fucking awesome. 2 home losses in the first 4 games. Tom Brady, suck a dick.
You know your entire division's in dire peril when the Bills are in front.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Oh, and by the way, my team's division, most wins in a division. So, most competitive and best division in football right now, based on that theory. So,
I think the Packers won on Thursday. I think.
Yeah, but they played the Bears.
Duh, Bears! Yes, they do.
I wonder if Mr. Seth Rollins had a bet with a Mr. Adam Pearce. Because he also said Packer fans have no soul on an Up, Up, Down, Down episode when Pierce walked by.
That's probably why I said it.
Yeah, no, Rollins. It's actually Bear fans have no hope because your team blows.
Hard and long, sloppy days.
When Jay Cutler became a better quarterback than Mike Glennon, there are some serious issues. Because Jay Cutler put up an amazing 0 points this past Sunday when he lost to my Saints, baby.
Baby. Yeah, really makes you wonder. Especially, you know, the fact that he sucks forever.
I mean,
someone wants him still. And it's like, what the fuck? That's all I have to say about
that. Well, Jay Cutler only has a job in the NFL because Tannehill got hurt. Because he actually had a job as an analyst. And then he left that job.
An analyst?
Yeah.
Nice.
You should have kept talking about football because you sure ain't playing it very well, Jay.
Yeah, go cut Larry yourself.
At least we're not Jay.
At least we're not Jay. Yeah. Very true. Did you hear? The juice is loose.
Like,
he officially got released on probation.
Oh, you're talking OJ. I was thinking Hooventud.
Oh. Yeah, him too, I guess. I guess he's still loose. Yeah, that's technically true. But no, the juice is officially loose from jail. We should give him a call.
Okay, what's the under and over of how many years it takes for him to go back?
I'll give you plus or minus 3 years.
I say, what was it? The next time WrestleMania is held in Florida, he'll be in jail.
3 or 4 years. Yeah, very good at that. Yeah, fair enough.
Or the next time SummerSlam is in Brooklyn.
So, next year?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, it's funny, too, because apparently he's already hot at some other guy, who was doing what the previous guy did. He's, like, selling his stuff without his consent. So, he's already pissed off at someone before he got out. So, I mean, this could be literally a 6-month affair. Who knows?
Just walks out one day, walks back in the next.
Walks out, 3 hours later, there's a buzz at the gate. It's him. I fucked up again.
OJ, you a changed man? Oh, yeah, this was completely different this time.
He stole my milk money.
He bit my Wookie.
Yeah. Let's see here. A little bit of bad news. Hugh Hefner recently passed away.
Yes, the man who's responsible for all of us jacking off while we're kids.
I'll be honest, I never saw a single Playboy until I was about 18. Because why would you buy it if the internet's free?
Hey, you're still a kid when you're 18.
Yeah, that's true. I guess, yeah.
Your maturity level? Yeah, you're a kid at 18.
Fuck my maturity level. I'm still a kid now.
Yeah, I know. That's my point.
So are you.
I know.
Okay.
I never said anything about me.
Tag struggle. Anyways, point is...
Tag struggle 3.
Tag struggle 3. He is the sole reason for millions of boners around the world.
You know, I know you're gay.
Because the dude gave you a boner. But yeah, I mean, I heard they recently took out the nudity from Playboy. That just sounds dumb.
Yeah, that's why he was like, "Get, you're dead to me."
And I'm dead to all of you. Yeah. But a guy who has a kind of mogul empire, I mean, good for him. Get to hang around and... in your pajamas all day, and I mean, how many times was he married? 7 or 8? Yeah. And you know they're there for the money, so you can pretty much do whatever you want. That dude had it figured out.
Man, I think he had more bunnies than Walmart sells them at during the during Easter.
That's a lot of bunnies.
That's a lot of bunnies. And he also probably owned more chocolate ones, too.
Yeah, I can say that. Yeah, that makes sense. Before we jump into that wrestling, did you see that little video from Full Contact Contender, which is a fighting promotion in the States?
Yes, where we saw a Walls of Jericho and an MMA fight.
And that actually tapped the guy out, which, to be fair, I would have tapped out. He had that guy bent like damn near in half. Yeah. It was pretty impressive. The fighter who performed the Walls of Jericho's name, I don't know if he's Mexican or not, but I assume if he's Mexican, it'd be Jono Mears. I hope it's Mexican. It's J-O-N-N-O.
Probably Yono or Jono.
Yono! Oh, no.
Yono. Yono. Yono!
So, I mean, it was actually impressive how quickly he kind of like had the guy there, and you could see him starting to go for it, and then just boom, right into it.
And he gave the thumbs up too. He knew what he was doing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's cocky, and I appreciate.
Did you hear the commentating? Because they actually commentated it, saying the Wall of Jericho Boston Crab.
No, I did not.
Yeah, it was actually quite funny.
That is really
so
good.
By the way, for all MMA fans saying wrestling's fake, it just ended one of your precious little MMA fights. So fuck off.
Yeah. And in conclusion, eat me.
Yeah, and still, people still get out of the Hell's Gate, which is the arm triangle in wrestling, so we're tougher. Just saying. We know the reversals.
Well, I'd say we're tougher just based on the amount of times we do it. Not just sexually, either.
Braun Strowman at No Mercy got out of a Kimura lock by Brock Lesnar, a former UFC heavyweight champion, so just saying.
Yeah, but I think
MMA fights can't finish wrestling matches, but wrestling moves can finish MMA fights. Owned.
Yeah. You know what I would love to see?
# Connor, give me your belt.
That was really rapey. Yeah. Like, really rapey.
I know.
I approve of that message.
Right?
Nice. Tag Struggle 3 approves of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'd love to see in an MMA fight? Just a straight up super kick. Not like a forward kick, but like straight up, like, you know, the slap the leg at the same time, just straight
just
up.
Sweet chin music.
The sweet chin music.
Or sweet shin music.
I mean, if you want to snap his leg, you could.
What about a Bronco Buster?
I don't know if you could. Cause, I mean, you'd hit the cage and probably hurt.
No, I'm just saying, some MMA fights are in a ring, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to
take Pride for an example, it was in a ring. No. This one had a hair. Yeah, because they had a boss, so there's a hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
see, Jack Pride has no hair, so it's funny.
Yeah.
Shaved his bald ass.
How do you know his ass is bald? Did you shave that too?
Probably.
Ew.
I mean, if you see him in tights, I mean, he doesn't look like he has like a zoo back there.
That is true, I guess. Yeah.
And he's a Leafs fan, so he's trying to look good, but when it comes to the actual act, he falls short when it comes to the championship. Boom. Nailed it.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is he hasn't had a title since 1967.
Oh, a while.
Huh. Yeah, it's been a while, and it probably will be for fans of Jack Pride / Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Where should we start with wrestling? There's several things.
Oh, did you hear that there is a Vince McMahon biopicture in play?
I did hear that. Yeah. And did you hear who they're rumored to want to have?
I did. Please share.
Mr. Bradley Cooper, yeah. A.K.A. Rocket Raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy, might, assuming he okays it and agrees to it, play Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
And speaking of Vincent Kennedy McMahon, Colt Cabana wasn't too happy with his promo with Kevin Owens when Owens headbutted him and talking about the lawsuit. He said that hit a little close to home.
Yeah.
Because, well, remember, Colt Cabana and CM Punk are the ones getting sued, not filing the lawsuit.
Yeah, because they're getting sued by Dr. Chris Aman, I think. Which I get why CM Punk is getting sued, because what did he say?
Well, it was on Cabana's podcast.
Yeah, so that's the one thing. It's like,
it's a platform.
Yeah, but what? I don't know why. I mean, I know he just wants to, you know, how he.
Well, think about this. There's an apprentice, or not an apprentice, but an accomplice.
Yeah, I guess.
So,
but still, I mean, like, I'd like to think you listened to that podcast, and I'm sure most of us have, that Cabana, although it was on his podcast, pretty much stayed out of it and just let Punk rant.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was pretty apparent that Punk only did it on Cabana's podcast because they were friends.
Yeah. I don't know. I just...
So,
I think this doctor guy, I mean, yes, he can sue Punk, fine, whatever, but I think he's getting a little egotistical.
Well, it's probably not just the doctor. I would assume this is also probably WWE.
Could be.
I mean, they're very malicious when they want to be.
Yes, yes, they can be. That's true.
So, Cabana has said already on a podcast, whether I don't remember if it was his own or somebody else's, but I don't know, this lawsuit has cost him a lot of money.
It was not his. I can't remember who it was, but it was not his. Yes, I did hear that.
I wonder if that's why he's so damn active right now. He's just trying to keep those bills paid.
Well, yeah. I think it might be partially keep bills paid, partially keep money flowing in so he can keep doing pro wrestling tees. You imagine if WWE got their hands on that? Yeah. That would suck.
And speaking of pro wrestling tees, there's a new one out that will now make its way out probably to the Hot Topic stores.
Which one's that?
The new Young Bucks shirt.
Oh, the cease and desist one.
Yeah.
Because they have been ceased and desisted from using the Too Sweet logo / thing.
So basically...
So they can't use Suck It, they can't use Too Sweet.
Basically, the shirt is the Young Bucks doing the Too Sweet hand thing, but over the hand gesture, there's a censored bar.
Yes.
And then it says, ceased and desist to SW... With a couple of...
like ampersand, dollar symbol, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, with then the T. So even... they didn't even actually spell out Too Sweet. So it was very hilariously
I think they should,
creative.
Yes. Oh, I think they're geniuses for that. I think they could...
they're going to make money off a cease and desist letter. Only the Young Bucks.
Yeah, absolutely. Only the Young Bucks. I think they should do what Tag Struggle 3 does, or at least what I do. And you put up your index and middle finger, and then the rest of your fingers come together to form the rest of the Too Sweet. It's different, but you can still do it. Just throwing that out there. And literally number two.
Now,
it's doable.
I betcha. Well, no, because I was also thinking about their being the lead show. They got to change a lot of their stuff on there. Because at the end, it's like, please Too Sweet this button or
this video. Actually, they just had an episode release, I think, yesterday or today.
Yeah.
And that wasn't in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. They still have the crotch chop in the end of the video, but they don't say it anymore.
Yeah. No, I don't think they were given a cease and desist off the crotch chop. Just the Suck It.
Ah, that makes sense.
So.
But yeah, it's. Did you actually watch that most recent episode of?
Not yet. I saw the one where they did the invasion of right before Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen the new one yet, so I was going to watch that later.
And actually, I listened to what is that? Dave Meltzer's, I guess, his podcast radio show, and he was saying that even if WWE wanted them, like if they wanted to try and get them to do this,
there's another place that could sue WWE. Because apparently they started the Too Sweet.
Yeah. And it's not even that. It's that if they want to stop people from doing it, or whatever the case is. He was saying something about they've been doing it, the Young Bucks and Bullet Club have been doing it for so long, there actually technically is a way around it.
Yeah.
But it's all about, do they want to fight it in court? Because you know WWE, they could stretch this out over years.
Again, they can be malicious if they want
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. And it'd probably be a lot easier just to say, screw it. And...
Well, the funny thing is there's a lot of people inside the NWO and DX, and even and in the clique in general, who have approved the Young Bucks and the Bullet Club to the point where, you know, this... might not even go WWE's favor anyway. So
no, actually, I think honestly, if anything, this just gives the Bullet Club and the Young Bucks more ammunition and more of a push.
I still think this is a giant angle that everyone's playing, the fans, where WWE is going to just show, yeah, we're going to say we're anti you, and then...
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm still putting out the feelers that we'll see the Bullet Club at some point in WWE trying to take out guys.
Well, so you're talking like kind of like a la Undisputed Era and NXT kind of thing, but in WWE itself?
Yeah, because I do assume that, like, I do have that line where NXT is a different show than the main roster. Like, the main roster will acknowledge NXT and, you know, like, advertise it, but the angles won't spoil over.
Yeah.
Unless they're brought over, so...
What about this, just hypothetically, and I'm just using because I can think of it's happening right now, a Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt at Mania. Like, maybe they stop now, come back to it. Bray Wyatt has a bunch of those sheep people, the sheeple, whatever they calls them, come to the ring with him, and they all unmask, and it's the entire Bullet Club behind him, and they all jump him.
Does it have to be Bray Wyatt, though?
No, I'm using him because the whole sheeple thing. That's it. I'm sure it can be used for anybody.
Yeah. I don't know. I would probably say that if it was something else, like if it was done, I would assume it would be a different way and not have anything to do with a tied together. Or if anything, it would be Finn Balor himself bringing in the guys because he's the one who created it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be very interesting. But then again, he's also the same guy who says, you know, don't expect a Bullet Club.
No.
Reunion.
Not a Bullet Club, because New Japan owns that. Expect a Balor Club.
No, but the question was worded where he was asked if he was going to see a Bullet Club reunion based on the guys that have signed with WWE.
Ah.
In regards to AJ, Gallows, Anderson, and then...
I remember, what was it? Right when AJ
Gallows... To him, that is the Bullet Club, because those were... Well, I mean, not really AJ, because he was not really in there with AJ. AJ kind of took Finn Balor's spot.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think Kenny and... But basically, the Elite.
The Young Bucks and Kenny Omega.
Yeah, I think the Elite are really the only ones that...
Yeah, because Cody and Marty joined well after.
Yeah, and same with Adam Cole joined after, and...
Bebe.
Yeah, Bebe. So, yeah, I think if the Elite came in WWE, that would pretty much be the remaining Bullet Club members that he'd actually do something with.
Yeah.
I'd say. But then again, I don't know. Who the hell am I?
Right.
Oh. So, this past week on SmackDown.
I was cut off.
Okay, well then go ahead. We're not going to the heat. You're going to reverse it. Keep going on the
show. Yeah. We're baby faces now. We need our shine, baby. Okay. No, because I was just saying now that since we're talking about, you know, hot angles that happen outside WWE, it was reported that now that Jeff Hardy, who sidelined 4 to 6 months with a torn rotator cuff, that Matt Hardy has approached WWE with creative ideas for him not using Jeff Hardy.
Broken. Broke did.
Possibility.
Awake broke.
See, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Matt Hardy becomes awoken before they can actually use broken.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Only because nobody has, like, they can copyright the awoken Matt Hardy.
That's true.
And then until they, you know, get the rights, then they can awake Matt, and then they can break him.
Instead of shake and bake, it's the awake and break.
Awake and break.
Awake and break. I like it.
But yeah, so anyway, on SmackDown.
SmackDown. The whole Kevin Owens destroying Sami Zayn again. Yeah. Good match, but you wonder, do you think Sami Zayn's ever going to get a break ever?
Well, depending on how hard Kevin Owens beat him up, he might break something.
He might be
broken.
He might be breaking. But, so if that happened, then Shane McMahon comes out.
Well, did you hear the rumor that Kevin Owens might be going back to Monday Night Raw after the Hell in a Cell match?
Interesting.
Huh. You know what I'd actually do? After Hell in a Cell, right before Survivor Series, have these shows start making some trades.
Yeah.
And I think some really good ones. I would still trade Finn Balor for Kevin Owens. And then I would trade The Bar for Luke Harper, Eric Rowan.
So you think Finn Balor to SmackDown with The Bar. That'll help their division. And then Harper and Rowan can reunite with Bray Wyatt. And Kevin Owens can do whatever. Yeah.
And then maybe I'd even think of maybe possibly bringing AJ over with another big name.
Yeah.
And I'd almost put a guy like Braun Strowman going the other way. Or possibly one of the Shield guys.
Would you break up a tag team though?
I would probably do Seth Rollins, and then I would all have Seth Rollins and drop the tag titles to the Revival when they're back.
Yeah, that'd be alright. I don't know, I think I'd keep Braun where he is right now. I think there's stuff that they can still do with him.
The thing is, I just don't understand. Like, I don't see what he can do now. Where it's not, okay, well, we just did that. So at least this way you can fresh. If he's not going to be slated against a Roman Reigns or...
What about an AJ Styles?
I was thinking, like, possibly, like, if he's a babyface, like, him and Corbin could do some stuff. Yeah. Randy Orton is always there.
Yeah, that's true.
By
the way, great podcast with him on Edge and Christian.
Really good.
Really good.
A
little bit all right.
Viperific.
I don't know if anyone's ever used that.
No, they haven't. I just made that up on the spot.
Fair enough.
Or maybe it's fight perfect. Could be a stretch.
A little stretch of the butthole.
Would it be a vipe? No, I'm not even going to say that one. Yeah. After.
But anyways, back to my original point that Shane McMahon comes out after this whole beating of Sami Zayn. KO drops a motherfucker on TV. Yeah. It was bleeped out. But I like it. You can tell, even though he's, you know, WWE PG era, he still, every once in a while, gets a little too into it and reverts back to his indie days. I loved it.
I also think, because we see Roman Reigns get off the punk-ass bitch, or Brock Lesnar with the odd shit.
Yeah.
As long as they bleep it out, I don't see the big deal of why they can't use... this, as long as it's done
tastefully.
Not really tastefully, but properly.
And not all the time.
Not all the time. Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, you gotta start bringing back aggression, the realism, if you want these storylines to go and to meet the expectation of taken seriously.
Bring back toothless aggression?
No.
No?
And this is coming back. I mean, Edge and Christian has said this before, and I kind of agree with them. Was ruthless aggression even an era? Or was it just...
It was a thing that was given to Cena that was kind of... he didn't use and it was dropped.
Yeah.
But they kind of just named it that because McMahon said it several times in that time period.
Yeah.
That's pretty much why it was called that.
And then toothless aggression was... I mean, I think we can all make the assumption why there is that. I do own that Murder. T-shirt, by the way.
Yeah. Let's see.
I should wear it at Retribution.
You should wear it at Retribution.
It'd be really funny.
Especially because you're missing part of one of your teeth.
Exactly, right? My wife is in a poor shape.
Yeah, sure. The guy hopped Barry at NXT Live event. Kyle O'Reilly kicked him right in his mush.
Yep.
You know what? That's what happens.
Yep.
That's what happens.
Don't. Hey, man, go back to Monday Night Raw in Edmonton all the years back during a Eddie Guerrero Rob Van Dam ladder match for the Intercontinental title. And drunk Oiler fan wearing a Bill Guerin jersey decides it'd be funny to
get in there,
jump in the ring and push the ladder while Eddie Guerrero's on it. He jumps off, punches him right in the mouth, kicks him right in the face. RVD looked as stoned as he can. But guess what? That's what you get.
Yeah. There's a barrier for a reason.
Yeah. It's an entertainment show there for you guys. You can be part of the show by your chants, your signs, your expression and freedom of speech. But do not actually get involved because it's not about you.
Yeah, you can take a knee, just don't get in the ring.
Well, you get in the ring, you will take a knee.
You'll end up on your damn back.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah, there's been many cases of this over the years. Of,
well,
like,
we go to other sports like football, and the football player will just own it. Yeah, you see, same thing in hockey. I mean,
I haven't seen a good hockey streak in a while.
I saw one at the outdoor game in 2002 with Montreal and Edmonton.
That would have been funny.
But it was during the alumni game, not the actual game itself.
Did Esatikinen fuck the guy up?
No, he, because there's a rink and then there's like outside.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, and so he got onto that, ended up slipping, falling. It was pretty funny. He was buck naked, too. And it was.
Well, I don't understand why you want to do that.
Yeah, it was like minus 42.
Because, I mean, if you keep your clothes on and you manage to get away from security, you can have a chance of hiding. If you're butt fucking naked, you're going to get found. No. Plus, it's going to be cold as fuck.
Yeah, and morning wood would not help you out at all there.
I don't think you could get it if it's that cold.
Well.
I'm just saying. But, I don't know. I mean. Point is, stay out of the ring. Stay out and be a fan.
Talk about an all-out freezer burn.
Ooh, that would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fatal 4-Way for the NXT Women's title at NXT TakeOver Houston, which I would assume is Survivor Series.
Yeah.
So, Kairi Sane is already in for her winning the Women's Classic, Mayhem Classic.
I believe Ember Moon's in.
See, I don't know who else. I was going to say, who do you think? I mean, I would assume Ember Moon. And then, would you go both Billy Kay and Peyton Royce, or would you go one of them plus someone else?
See, if it was up to me, I wouldn't even put Kairi Sane in. I would actually have her challenge the winner of that match at the next TakeOver.
That'd be like no women's champion until January, though.
No. I would have the women's match, but I would not have Kairi Sane in it.
Oh, so she challenges whoever becomes the new champion.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That way it doesn't... Because my four-way that I would put in there... Actually, and I would even do a six-way and give more women a chance in this. And I would have Ember Moon. I would have Ruby Riott. I would have both Peyton Royce and Billie Kay. I'd have Nikki Cross. And then I'd put in Liv Morgan as well.
Okay. Because I have a feeling that we're going to see... One of Billie Kay or Peyton Royce, and then either Nikki Cross or Liv Morgan. Mm-hmm. So out of those six that we mentioned,
I would say Liv Morgan probably. I've been seeing a little bit more of her on NXT.
That's a little bit of all right.
Not too shabby, and she's not with Enzo anymore. So
smart. Yeah. One of the smartest things she could ever do.
Struggleicious.
Probably because he kept cheating on her because he's a whore.
Or maybe she thinks he's fucking annoying too.
Yeah, I can't imagine having that like twitch and writhe on top of you.
But he did cheat on her. She pretty much already said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the sauce, and so do some other ladies. How you doing?
Sorry, I just peeked in the mouth a bit. Yeah.
They have his cup of haters.
Yeah. Moving on!
But yeah, I would assume Peyton Royce would get a spot over Billie Kay.
Yeah, I think Peyton Royce is a little more technically savvy than Billie Kay.
Although I do like Billie Kay's theme better.
Yes, I agree to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do like Peyton Royce better.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little bit of all right. Just a little bit.
I mean, she can work with my PR.
Sure. Your penis reduction?
No, the Parrish's rod.
Ah! Yeah, that's way better than penis reduction.
It's a rod of Parrish. Suck it, man.
You want a dude to suck your rod?
Well, I'm married, so... Ah.
Moving on! Robbie E.
Apparently. No, at Edmonton, they just shoot people. They don't suck dick.
Shoot people?
Well, stab people, shoot people.
They're very different things.
Well, you're shooting someone in with a knife.
No, he didn't have it. There was no knife gun.
No, there's no knife. You just shoot him with a knife.
You're shooting on them. Point is, we're moving on.
Yeah.
Robbie E. leads Impact. Apparently, it was an amicable split. Question is, do we care?
No. And if you've attended any Lethbridge show in the last couple years, preferably, I think it was last year, the October one, where he was scheduled to work with Pure Power Wrestling and then bailed out.
Because he knew he was fighting you.
And yes, I was deemed the unlucky one to face Robbie E.
I think the reason he did all that and had a big freak out is because he knew he was going to lose to you.
Oh, I was going
to... Oh. I don't even know if he made the PWI 500. You have the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he did.
Five time.
You're on the PWI five times?
Five time.
Damn. It's so basically...
It's like half a decade.
Basically, fuck that guy. He can stay in New Jersey. He can stay back in Jersey.
Yeah, have fun with Taylor Hall, you fucking homo.
Yeah.
I honestly don't like him.
Taylor Hall or...
Well, both.
Okay.
Taylor Hall's an awkward motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
We know that because we met him.
Yes.
He was awkward.
I think that's just because he...
He was mad because it was the day after he scored on his own net.
And you reminded him of that. That was really funny. That was really funny. I enjoyed that.
Well, you said that he, you're like, thanks for all the goals on your on my fantasy team. And I'm like, he was on your bench. But I guess he did get a goal last night.
Yeah. That's the best part is that he was probably not hyped.
It was an OG.
But the fact that he actually did get a lot of points for me.
And he was on your bench.
He was on my bench because I forgot to move him, which is fine because... You know, plus minus came into factor in that league, and I saved myself quite a few on that one.
Yeah, and he scored on his own net.
Yeah. Speaking of which is a fantasy league for hockey. It's not going to go well this year.
By the way,
I'm already predicting at a 12. I'm going to finish 11th.
I actually did one on Yahoo.
Yeah.
And I got the number one pick.
And you picked Leon Draisaitl.
I picked Connor McDavid.
Who's that?
I don't know. Some new guy. But what sucks is I forgot that, I don't pick for another 27 picks.
Yeah. If you're first, then you end up being last. So, the next one, it sucks.
But, so anyway, the league I have, I don't know if it's any different. First-time fantasy hockey guy. Two centers, two left wings, two right wings, 4D, two goalies, and then four people on my bench. That's how this one went.
Generally, you do that, but you can change those, and you can have... I've had one where it's like you have like basically a full roster.
Yeah.
And you're picking people who barely play.
Basically, what this was, I had basically two rosters and then four bench.
Yeah.
So it was basically, yeah. So anyway, my goalies weren't too shabby. I ended up getting Cam Talbot with my second pick.
Nice.
I'm trying to remember who... Oh, yeah, then I got Scott Darling, who's going to be the starter for Carolina. So I like that
one. Actually, Carolina's not looking that bad.
And that was a good... it was my second last pick I got him to, so it was not a bad pick.
Yeah.
My centers, Connor McDavid, Jonathan Toews.
Nice.
And
how late did he go?
I got him like fifth round.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Brendan Saad.
Nice.
Yeah, mini Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember. My defense isn't that strong, even though I did get Drew Doughty.
Nice.
I got a lot of... I think I got like a Jake Gardner. Jacob Trouba. And one of the dudes off the Wild. I'm not too sure. I think...
Dumba?
It was either Dumba or Spurgeon. I don't remember.
Okay.
And then, yeah... Ended up getting Nick Holden last pick. So nice. Why not? Got to get my OB partner in there.
I know for mine, it started off... I always do. I pick the highest player possible, which got me the most points. And I was 7th overall. I managed to get Patrick Kane. And then second thing I always do, always pick a goalie next. You always want a good goalie. And
you want a goalie that plays a lot.
Yeah.
Because then he has the most chance to get wins, get shutouts, and all that stuff.
So, I went back-to-back picking up goalies.
That's why I was happy with my Talbot pick, because if it was anything like last year, cha-ching.
Yeah. But, so I went back-to-back picking up goalies, and I managed to get Pekka Rinne and Corey Crawford. So, I'm okay with that.
I'm actually going to try to pull up my team right now.
I also got Keith Saad. Sharp. My team is half Chicago, so if they have a bad game, I'm not going to do so well. But all the guys I kept trying to go for on different teams kept getting picked, one or two before mine, and then a Chicago player would pop up.
Oh, it was actually Jared Spurgeon was my other D.
Ah.
So my centers are Connor McDavid, Jonathan Toews. My left wingers are Brandon Saad and Jeff Skinner.
Yes.
So I had to. My right wing was Phil the Thrill Kessel.
Nice.
Because who needs two nuts to play hockey?
Not him.
And then Kyle Okposo. And I got Matt Duchene on my bench, and I think that was a steal.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I'll actually tell you the round by round. But then my goalies are Cam Talbot and then Scott Darling. My defensemen are Drew Doughty, Jake Gardner, Jacob Trouba, Jared Spurgeon. And then my bench ended up being Patrick Maroon, Bo Horvat, Matt Duchene, Nick Holden.
Not bad.
Not bad for the first one I did. So by round selections, and you've done these more, so my first round, number one, I got Connor McDavid. Round two, last pick, I took Cam Talbot, so in theory I took a goalie.
Yeah.
Next pick, I took Phil the Thrill.
Okay.
Actually, it was only a couple goalies taken. One was Devin Dubnyk, Pekka Rinne, Jake Allen. Those were the three goalies taken round three.
Yeah, that sounds better. I took Pekka Rinne round three.
And then the fourth round, I had... And this is kind of the nice thing, because when you do draft first, you end up having back-to-back drafts, draft picks, so you kind of get to think about two. So I ended up taking Brandon Saad, because I needed a winger. And then I needed a defenseman, because, you know, I was playing four.
Yeah.
So I took Doughty. Corey Crawford was right after that, followed by Quick and then Anderson. So I was thinking maybe I should have picked a goalie then.
Yeah.
So then my next one got all the way down to round six. That's where I took Jonathan Toews with the last pick of round six.
That's crazy. He went so low.
Hey, I could have made him a seventh rounder because I had the number one pick there, and that's when I took Skinner. And then round eight, I finished off by taking Gardner, and then round nine, I got Scott Darling.
Huh.
So I think that was a steal. Round 10 with the last pick, Jaden Spurgeon, followed by round 11, I took Jacob Trouba, so I went DDD.
You went triple D.
And then round 12, last pick, or last one I took, I got Pat Maroon, and then Kyle Okposo. So that's round 13. Round 14, I took Bo Horvat to end. Round 15, Matt Duchene.
How did he not get picked before? That's insane.
What a steal.
That's a horrible and he's play. Good for you.
Well, the next one was Hurdle. And that was actually a pretty good pick, too, because I was thinking of him as well.
Yeah.
And then round 16, obviously, that was the last one. I picked Nick Holden. But, man, Matt Duchene is just going to be absolutely of a steal. I mean, he's in the year where it means the most in his career, I would say, right now.
Yeah.
So
he's going to have to perform hard if he wants to get that trade that he so desperately wants. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think you might have picked up something really good there.
You know what trade I want to make right now?
What's that?
I want to make a trade for my T-shirt.
Because, which one?
Because I'm wearing a Macho Man. And you know what? I think I can get a better wrestling shirt. So I will gladly go to whatamaneuver.net and pick up myself a OG of The Struggle or a vintage One World Empire.
Wear both of them, one over the other.
Exactly.
Or wear one as a T-shirt, one as a sweater.
Or maybe I can even just fit inside a baby onesie.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I will try. I mean, I'll stretch it.
Stretch the fuck out of it. Yeah. Yes, you will. Point is, whatamaneuver.net. All of your tag struggle and One World Empire needs.
Yes. And, if I also wanted to make a trade, I may trade maybe... After I'm done listening to episode 43 of The Sound Struggle, I may trade and that episode for a previous one of The Sound Struggle.
Like the first round draft pick? Sound Struggle episode 1?
Yeah.
Inauguration
maybe
station?
All the way up to 42 because I gotta listen to them all.
Absolutely.
And there's only one way you can listen to them all. You download the Edmonton Sport Podcast Network.
On Google Play.
Podbean.
iTunes.
Or even check it out on YouTube.
On the YouTubes.
And then once you do that, click into The Sounds of Struggle, and there you go. Episodes 1 to 43, baby.
Yes, episodes 1 to 43. They're so good, they'll make you pee. I'm doing it right now.
Sure.
Doing it right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's why it's warm in here.
Yep.
Going to Aspen.
Yeah. I don't know, Lloyd. The French are assholes.
That's a real warm. Let it go, man. Let it go.
The only other thing I had before we end this one, Billy Corgan apparently has bought into NWA. So he is actually talking about wanting to make it like Ring of Honor, New Japan.
Oh, that. I thought you meant the rap group.
They're not even a thing anymore.
I know. That's why I thought maybe he's bringing it back.
I don't know.
I wouldn't care if that was that. I don't care about N-words with attitude. I care about National Wrestling Alliances with attitude. So anyways, he apparently is going to bring that back and wants to make a big thing with it. Has big plans over the next 20 years, apparently. I think he pretty much is like done with music, it sounds like. All he does is talk about wrestling now.
Well, I mean, he does love his wrestling. I mean, we are talking about a guy who, you know, was on the old school episodes of ECW.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, spied on his rage. All he wants is NWA in a cage.
I like it.
Oh.
I like it.
So, I guess, this is coming out on the Thursday, which I believe is the 4th?
Fifth.
Yeah. Which means that is 2 days before the next Monster Pro Wrestling show on October 7th, live at the Albert Ave Community Hall. That's 9210 118th Avenue in the Edmonton, Alberta area. And tickets are only $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Tech Struggle is
kicking ass, taking names, punching babies in the face.
Well, in this case, you're, kicking some pussy.
Right in the mouth.
Yeah.
Right in the face.
And the cats meow. That's what
I'm going to make them meow when I punch them in the vagine.
In the tag name as the James Crowder and Nate Nixon.
Chowder! Chowder!
The Stray Cats think they have what it takes to lose very quickly to Tag Struggle.
Apparently, this nasty Nate Nixon, which, by the way, I helped give him that name. I just want to throw that out there. Yeah. I helped name the motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm the craziest one here. It's like, no, you just got here.
Well, first he was bad-mouthing me, and I'm not even in the match. It's going to be you and Sean Martin's defending the titles.
Yeah. He needs some work. I like what he's trying to do, but he needs a lot of work. Point is, he thinks he's crazier than me. Motherfucker, I've set houses on fire. I lost my doctorate because I was doing harvesting organs on people without their knowledge. I'm insane.
And you're engaged.
Stupid AF.
Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, he can say he's crazy. I'm going to hurt him.
Yeah. He still wears prescription glasses.
I need glasses. I don't wear them. Because I'm crazy.
So, you don't even have any glasses because you can't see your craziness.
Yeah.
Because you have bad vision.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what he can't see?
That.
Also, our tag titles, because he will never get them. He will never get them.
You're a bitch. You're a bitch. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to eat your fucking cat.
Yeah. Meow.
Exactly. I will shit on his cat and then eat it because I'm insane.
It's a shitty kitty.
Shitty kitty. Exactly. Other than that, we have a little something else coming up.
Shat Cat Revolution.
Exactly. other than that, we have something else coming up this week, but we will save it for the next podcast to talk about it.
Yeah.
After it already happens. So a little something.
No, we're going to learn how to read.
We're going to learn how to read.
Yeah, from kids.
From kids.
Yeah.
Kind of like last year, but this year.
But this year we're actually going to try.
Are we?
Well, we're not still learning how to read. Obviously, we didn't do too well last year.
I just gave up. It's hard. Learning is fun. Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Miss Hoover, I don't have a red crayon.
I eated it. I like it.
My worm went in the mouth and I ate it. Can I have a new one?
Exactly. So, that's about all I got.
That's about all I got.
Tune in next week. We can get back to the basics of booking someone.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe
women.
Kurt Hawkins.
Oh.
Or women.
Yeah, let's try to book a chick.
Okay, next week we'll book a chick. Kurt Hawkins. And also, there's something else I want to do. What about next week if we create a theme bar that has a wrestling theme to it and describe which wrestlers would work in it?
Hmm.
What do you think about it? Marinate for next week?
Well, I already have ideas, but yes, we'll do that. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. So this will do it for episode 43. And
we're going to go do it.
And as a... yeah, you know what? I was actually helping at Mike the Ref do some commentating last week.
Oh, you did that. Nice. Yeah. How was that?
A little bit of all right.
I did that.
I carried him very much. Just like the Sounds of Struggle carries Edmonton Sport Podcast Network.
Well, I mean, we're kind of used to it.
No, right? Every week, by the way.
Every
week for the last 43 weeks. Actually, for the last 50 weeks. I'm going to El Nino this shit.
For the last 7 years, we've been carrying this network.
For the last 900 days. I don't know why I said 900, but it sounded funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, he actually gave me a request, and I forgot it. So,
a request for what? Like this show?
It was an advertisement that he wanted me to plug, and then I forgot it since then because I drank a good chunk.
Was it something about stuff? Oh, okay, nice.
The least I know, the more I don't care.
Very good.
No, but I'm sure he'll remind me, at Mike the Ref, when you're, you know, listening to this, to edit or do what you have to do, fucking just tweet it.
I told you they'd screw it. Oh, hey, everybody. It's Senior Engineer Mike the Ref here at Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. I had a feeling that Mr. Parrish would sort of forget what the ads he needed to put in here, but never fear, I'm always here. Coming up on the Sounds of Struggle, episode 45, we are going to have a very special announcement about some video that might be available coming up at Riptribution. Something that a lot of people have been asking for. We will have details about that coming up in 2 weeks. On the Sounds of Struggle. But then the other one that I wanted him to get out was three major announcements coming up in November. The first two are going to be coming from the Monster Pro Wrestling Riptribution show, the Quick Calls coverage following the show with myself, the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, Andre C., and a special guest that will be coming on. Got a couple big notes and news we're going to be announcing there, as well as our third major announcement, which is going to affect everybody on the network, coming from the Canuck Pro show, November 17th from Calgary, Alberta. We have a very big announcement with some very big plans with the network, and you're definitely going to want to check that out. But I'm going to let these guys actually wrap this show up because, heck, they are the flagship show of the network. What can I say here? So make sure you're checking out the Sounds of Struggle, and I will catch you all on the next Quick Call show from the MPW show coming this Saturday here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
So, yeah, that does it for episode 43, the Sounds of Struggle. I am the morning wood inept Chris Parrish.
And I am the formerly doctorate having, trying to get it back, going to DeVry Night School. Great little place. And I...
Like Greg DeVry? He was a hockey player. Greg DeVries?
Sure.
Spelled the same way.
Sure.
But yeah. So that does it. We
are going to go do us.
Are two-thirds of the Renegade Memorial Tag Team Champions of Alberta.
You know the best part is about coming this weekend? We get to see Sean, Big Show Nasty Sean Martins. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
The headline, a whore.
Sure. I didn't realize he was a whore, but...
Well, you have to be a whore if you're going to be part of the tag team that's real and spectacular. Tag Struggle.
Three. Bitches.
Later. And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the thing shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to